AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The gunman tackled on a train to Paris last week has now been charged with terrorism. 26-year-old Moroccan Ayoub El-Khazani charged overnight with attempted murder, weapons possession, and conspiracy, among other charges. He says he was planning only to rob the passengers. His attorney says he told her he was homeless, but a prosecutor says he used a first-class ticket to get on the train. Now to the zigzagging financial markets. China's benchmark Shanghai Composite Index lost 1.3% today. It appears as if Wall Street will open up, but then yesterday's positive open faded in the stretch. Here's Warren Levinson.
10 minutes into the trading day, the Dow Industrials were up 3%, about 400 points. The blue chips maintained a triple-digit gain until the last half hour when prices moved dramatically lower. The Dow closed down another 1.3%, 205 points.
I'm not sure that this is a one-day process. This may, in fact, take several days or maybe even a couple of weeks to play out.
Art Cashin, who directs floor operations at UBS, says at least volume was lower, suggesting more traders are taking a wait-and-see attitude. The S&P 500 slid 1.3%. The NASDAQ composite fell 0.4%. Warren Levinson, New York.
Dow futures have been up this morning. When school opens this morning at Philip Barber High School in Philippi, West Virginia, the police will be there. A 14-year-old student pulled a gun on a teacher in a classroom yesterday, say authorities, but the police chief convinced the boy to free the teachers and the students and surrender. The boy was taken to a hospital for evaluation. Our Jonathan Matthijs is in West Virginia.
They released very few actual concrete details because they said this is an open investigation. They're pursuing charges, according to the prosecutor here in Barber County.
New study, our roads are more congested than ever, and Washington's at the top of the too much traffic list. This is AP Radio News. Just a day after resuming his feud with Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump got into it with another TV personality yesterday, Univision's Jorge Ramos, who stood up at a news conference in Dubuque, Iowa, and began to ask Trump about his immigration policy.
Trump has a question about immigration. Your immigration plan.
Okay, who's next? Yeah, please. Excuse me, sit down. You weren't called. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Go ahead. No, you don't. You haven't been called.
Ramos was taken out of the room. The day before this, Trump tweeted that he liked Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly's show better while she was away on vacation. Only about 40% of graduating high school students who took the ACT exam this year appear to be really ready for college. This is according to the group that administers the exam. 31% aren't prepared in any core subjects, it says. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.